among the things you were doing was reaching down and smacking drone strings every once in a while when you had an opportunity. Playing a melody note that was right on top of the chord, which was really cool. And I think it's one of the most interesting challenges to try to play fiddle to a solo. One good place to start is any is in D. If you play in D and tune the sixth string down to D, you have a ready-made chord down here. That's a good place to start, I think.
You also get from the low string, even if you never touch it, it colors all your other notes because of the overtones coming off of it. Sometimes I bring my E string down to D to play in the key of A. Because I get so many A.
Try something sort of like that that's got a lot of droney stuff, but also harmonics are nice with that. Here's a tune that I can't play it yet. I've recorded it, but I can't play it, okay? And I thought I would do that this afternoon. I actually decided to play this tune earlier as one that I haven't gotten ready yet. It's not ready to perform exactly, but I thought it was ready for a workshop because a lot of people who play professionally get in these workshops and it's sort of like, well, here's how I do this, and they blaze through something that they've known for 20 years, and it's like, you know, they get up in the morning and know three more tunes, but it actually is not like that. And if you think you work hard at practice, you do, and so do I.